I was sitting there and I was thinking about, I mean, I'm human like you are. I'm not dumb and I'm not stupid. Amen? I'm just like you are. I know what time it is on my clock just like you know what time it is on your clock. I know how long your rear end can sit in that pew too. Hey, we at church. It don't change when you come to the house of God. You're human and you do human things. And we've had a lot go on this morning. I understand that. So I want to share with you something. If you'll give me about 10 minutes, that's all I want to share. I want to explain to you what you've seen this morning. You've seen the hand of God being the hand of God. You've seen the feet of God being the feet of God. You see, when one hurt, we all hurt. You see, when one's in destitute, we all are. We don't get exempt. You don't get exempt from having problems or pain or trouble when you come to the house of God. You can come to this place and you still have pain, you still have trouble, and you still have things. But my wife had me go over to Aberdeen some time ago to Robin's Boutique. Have y'all ever been to Robin's Boutique? Some of y'all have. Chris Cantrell, you've been to Robin's Boutique. You a Robin's Boutique woman, I can tell you. But we went over to Robin's Boutique, and I thank God for our EMTs, the one that was in the house, the ones that are here, nurses, the ones that just did what they did. And we were over there, and we went looking for something. And when we got over there, I seen this plaque, and I said, that's Union Chapel right there. That is Union Chapel to the T right there. And as I was sitting there, I said, Lord, I have a sermon, but that sermon doesn't go with what happened. He said, yeah, but that plaque you bought does. Go get it. And I want to show you who we are this morning as a church. If you're a visitor and not been here very long, I want to show you who we are as a church. I want to show you who I am as a pastor. I want to show you what this local body is all about, okay? And I want to show this with you this morning and what God has called us to do. Here's what this plaque says. Just an old piece of cloth that they had there, and they put it up. And I seen that there, and it was $29.95. And I said, man, what a ripoff. But as I got reading it, I got thinking, man, what God can do if this would just be us. This plaque, this is us as a church to the T. This plaque says, we do real. We real here. You ain't going to get no fake stuff here. It's real here. What you see is real. We do real. We try our best. I'd say that, Brother Jerry. We real people. We going to mess up. We going to slip up. We going to fall. We going to say things you ain't going to like. But we try our best. We do real. I'm going to ask you, are you real with yourself this morning? Are you real with who you looked at in the mirror this morning when you got up? I got up this morning, we had men's breakfast, and we was coming to men's breakfast, and I didn't want to wake my family up and get them all woke up. Y'all know how it is. And my wife went back home to get her after church and got in, and she said, what in the world do you have on? I said, what? She said, that don't even match. You don't have time. You got to go in. I said, I ain't got time to change. I'll just go like I am. So we do real. It's the kind of church I want to be a part of. I don't want to be a part of a fake church. And everybody's got it going on. Everybody's got it together. Everybody's cookie cutter and they look the same. They act the same. They dress the same. They do the same. That ain't the church I'm a part of. I'm of a church that people are broken. People are hurting. They need a touch of the Holy Ghost. They don't have it all together. Their bills ain't always paid. Their doctor report's not always good. I don't want that American dream. I want God's dream. I want what God's got for me. I want His hand on me. Amen. I want to do real. I want to try my best. Here, we do second chances. Amen. Boy, if we didn't do second chances, this place would be empty. Can I get an amen? And now, there's some of y'all, y'all know y'all good. And then they us, like me and Brother Hagin, we know we bad and we need second chances. We do real. We try our best. We do second chances. We do fun. You tell me we don't have fun around here, you don't know what fun is, huh? He said, I thought when you get saved, you can't have fun no more. You got to sell your hunting dog and paint your bedroom pink and get all sissified. Oh, no. All he done was save your soul. Now what you used to do, just have fun in it. Have fun in it. Say, Lord Jesus, you've delivered me from that. Just have fun in Jesus. And that next one I really like, we do forgiveness. We do forgiveness. If we didn't do forgiveness, this place would be empty. Because all of us have slipped and messed up. But we do forgiveness because we talk to Jesus. We never give up. I'm talking to somebody this morning that you want to be real. You want God to move on you. You want God to touch you. And you say, preacher, I need a second chance. I don't know what to do. Can I tell you, don't give up in the name of Jesus. You put your toes to it. You put your mind to it. You get to where you need to be and you follow Jesus. We never give up. And we do love. We do love. We love one another. I'm going to ask you this morning, when's the last time you had somebody tell you they loved you? And they meant it. This morning, I want you to know, as I looked over there, there's people around Miss Judy. I'm telling you what, they didn't have to get around her, but they got around her because they loved her. People on the altar praying because they loved her. And the last thing here is, we are family. And can I say to you, if you're going to be part of a family, you're going to have to be given second chances. If you are part of a family, they know that you are, they know the real you. You know why you don't witness to your family? Because they know the real you. You know why it's easier to witness to a stranger? Because they don't know the real you. But when it gets to family, family knows the real you. Family knows that you're trying to do your best and old Satan keeps beating you down, keeps knocking you down, stepping on you, don't want you to come up. Family knows that you need a second chance. Family knows that you need to have a little fun in your life. You need to live it up a little bit. Family knows that you need forgiveness. And they ought to show it to you before anybody does. Family knows that you don't want to give up. You want to keep on fighting. Family knows that you need that love. And can I say to you this morning, we are a family in the body of Christ. If you want to know what we're about, just look at this sign, and this is what we're about as a church. And this morning, if you don't know who you really are in Christ Jesus, we're going to have an invitation here in just a moment. I want you to come forth. I'm going to show you in the Bible who you can be in Christ Jesus. Who you can be in Christ Jesus. Can I say to you, a lot of folks has got it messed up. They think when you get saved, you're going to be perfect. That's far from the truth. All you're going to be is pardoned and forgiven. You're still going to mess up. You're still going to slip up. You're still going to do wrong. But can I say to you, the blood of Jesus Christ can save you from your sin. The question is not if you're going to die. It's if you're going to die forgiven. And that's where I'm going to be one day in my life. When I die, I'm going to be forgiven. I'm already forgiven by the blood of Jesus. I want to ask you this morning where you're at with Jesus. Talk to us, Brother Brad. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Right. Yes, sir. Yes. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, sister. Time of invitation. I told you 10 minutes. Hey, listen. It don't take God that long. If you ain't where you need to be, hey, a preacher can preach an hour and not do you a bit of good. Holy Ghost will be on you for 1 second and it'll change your life. I don't like preacher conviction, but I sure like Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. Maybe this morning you're sitting there and you say, preacher, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I just want to get real. I just want to get real with the Lord. I want the Lord to know. Lord, you know I'm doing my best. You know I'm doing all I can do. But what about reaching down here and taking some of this off of me? This altar is open. If you need to talk to the Lord, it's open. If you don't want to come to this altar and talk where you're at, you can talk to Him anywhere. Brother Cullen, just talk to Him. Amen? Amen. Ask you to stand. Father, we love you and we thank you. Lord, this has been a different morning, but I sure do thank you that it can be a morning of deliverance. Lord, it can be set free this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I've not read off nothing off this plaque this morning that's not in our life. Lord, your word says the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And Lord, I pray this morning, Father, for that one that is sitting there that doesn't know that you're their shepherd. Lord, I pray this morning be a morning they get on the spout before the glory runs out, Father. Father, I'm praying for that one that knows this morning that they need a touch from you. Lord God, I pray you'd reach down and touch them real good. Lord God, I pray you'd move that burden, move that stress, remove that pain from their life. Father, the Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. But the Bible also says, Father, in Galatians 6 and verse number 7, Father, I'm reminded of your word and I remind you of it this morning, Father. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. What a man soweth, he shall also reap. And Father God, this morning we're sowing into the spiritual and we pray that we reap what you'd have us to reap. Father, we love you and we thank you. It's in the precious name of Jesus. And all of God's people say it. As we sang this morning,